eyes. So shout out to the women at the Visit Baltimore table who convinced me to come up here to put my name in the box. Because I am not a native of Baltimore or of Maryland, despite being statriotic. And please note the shoes. Anyway, this is a story about how I came to Baltimore. I had been living in D.C. for many years, working in the State Department, traveling around the world, never came to Baltimore. I mean, it's a stop between here and New York City. But during the pandemic, I wasn't doing any international travel, so my son and I started to rent Airbnbs at different cities in the Mid-Atlantic that we'd never been to before. So we spent time in New York, in Philadelphia, in Pittsburgh, even Annapolis, which I had never been to. But the place we kept coming back to was Baltimore. And when I thought about it, it's because every other place we went to, we were treated just like customers or tourists. But whenever we came to Baltimore, we came back with just crazy stories. And one of those stories was, you know, we were driving around and there was this warehouse that just had a sign on it that said books, games, videos. And a lot of people were going in and out. But I asked some people, what is this place? And this woman said, it's Protean Books. And I was like, Protean? That had been on my bucket list of places to see in Baltimore because it had Dr. Bloom's Crypt of Curiosities in the back room. So, you know, I found out that's where Dr. Bloom's Crypt of Curiosities is. I spent a couple of hours, you know, looking at mummies and mermaids and Elvis's third nipple. And then we spent some time wandering around the little neighborhood around there, Otterbein, which looks like a little European village. It's little parks connected by cobblestone streets. It was beautiful. And it just occurred to me, I've found where I need to live. This is going to be my home. And it wasn't long after that that a little house came on the market, and I put a bid on it. A month later, we're moving our stuff from Washington, D.C. to Baltimore, and it happened so quickly. And not long after that, I was out raking leaves, and a neighbor comes by and says, do you know the history of your house? And my stomach dropped because I thought, this is where I find out about the triple ass murder. And he said, Babe Ruth used to live in your house. And I was like, what? So I'm Googling it, and I find this is something they've only found out recently, as old business directories have been digitized. But I found a 1904 Polk business directory with my address. Says George Herman Ruth, saloon, and I was like, how awesome is that? So Babe Ruth would have been 9 or 10 at the time. He'd already been sent off to the orphanage. But one of his biographers said when his family moved to my house, he came back and lived with his family for a year and then either ran away or was kicked out. But I thought, that is a perfect example of Baltimore, kind of this overlooked history, but if you scratch a little behind the, you know, below the surface, there's so much about it that you don't know, you wouldn't know just from looking at it. And I tell my friends this story, and I tell them about all the things I do in Baltimore, like my son learned to sail here at the sailing club. I've learned to use power tools at the tool library. I've been on the crew of Fifi's, you know, the 2,000-pound pink tall poodle that goes around Baltimore. I've been on the stoop. Like, all these great things. And my friends in D.C. are just tired of hearing about it. And they're like, we don't want to hear about Baltimore. But I tell them, you will hear about Baltimore. So my bumper sticker is that I could live anywhere in the world, but I chose Baltimore. Thanks.